Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the things that happens at GTE Financial all the time is we support our amazing nonprofit partners in our service area. And today, folks, we got a good one. Her name is Susie Wilborn. She's with Southeastern Guide Dogs. Hey, Susie, how are you?
Hi, Jason. How are you doing this morning?
It is so nice to have you on the show. Yeah. Studio audience is pretending to be happy. They're actually very upset because the name that I submitted to the puppy naming contest was selected, but theirs wasn't. But if you could see our studio audience, you would know that good ideas and intelligence is really not their strength. But don't worry, they still come in and they clap and they do a great job every week. Hey, tell us a bit about you and your guide dog.
Sure. I have a visual impairment. I'm legally blind. I'm not totally blind. So I have a disease called Stargardt's disease, which affects my central vision. And it really was a little devastating. I was an athlete growing up. So when this struck me, I was about 27 years old, and I had absolutely no idea it was coming. I went from 20/20 vision to, something's really wrong. I can't see the street lights anymore. And I reached out to a retinal specialist, and they did some testing and figured out that I had this pretty rare disease that really should have affected me as a teenager, but I'm apparently a late bloomer. So it waited till I was 27 and in the IT profession before it started to affect me. When it ran its course, it affected me to where I couldn't read a book, I can't drive, I really couldn't do my job anymore. And it set me pretty far back. I was pretty independent, and this took that from me. Through my journey, I learned how to be independent, meaning walking with a cane, through some of our providers like the Lighthouse for the Blind and Division of Blind Services. I ended up at Southeastern Guide Dogs as an intern, and I had no idea what Southeastern Guide Dogs was. I just knew that I was visually impaired and scared to death that I wasn't going to be an active member of my community anymore. So when I came to Southeastern Guide Dogs, I got to see this process of dogs leaving as little 10-week-old puppies and going to a puppy raiser home for, 14 months or so, and then coming back and going through a formal harness training for about 6 months, and then seeing the students come to campus to be matched with one of those dogs. And I got to watch the process of a student coming that was at the same place in their life that I was. They were scared, sometimes frail, not really sure what they were going to do with their life. And after the 26-day training, I got to watch them walk out with their heads high and their confidence high and plans for a future that they never thought was going to be possible. And it was all because of their four-legged buddy on their left side.
And tell us about your four-legged buddy.
Well, he's a phenomenal man. I can tell you that. His name's Carson. He's a yellow lab male, and he just turned 6 in January. We've been together about 4.5 years, and he is my freedom. He's my way of living life. And when I got him, my husband had stopped working for about 8 years because I needed my husband to do everything for me, take me everywhere, right, and be there all the time. So when I got Carson, I got my freedom and my husband got his.
Wow.
He is a traveler, and he's gone for 20 days at a time now, and it's all because I'm safe, I'm comfortable, and I'm free with my guide dog.
You tell a great story. I mean, you tell a great story. I think a lot of people labor under the misconception that everyone that is blind from birth, and that's just not true, as your story clearly indicates. And for people that have used a cane, it's not bad, but it's not always ideal. The guide dogs are a phenomenal thing. Tell us a bit about Southeastern Guide Dogs.
Well, we've been here since 1982, We've matched nearly 3,000 guide dog teams in the time that we've been around. We have a phenomenal campus. We have a 35-acre campus that's just growing every day. If you could look out the window and see our construction here on campus, we're in the middle of it, improving every day. But the important thing that happens here is the superheroes that we create and we raise and we train and then we place with our visually impaired. We have a core of about 700 volunteers that are really our backbone. You know, we couldn't do it without them. And that includes the families that take this little 10-week-old pup into their house and really give them the foundation to become a superhero and to change somebody's life. But we have opportunities all over campus for volunteers to come and help. We also have a very generous donor base. We take no government funding here. Everything we do is from the generosity of our community and foundations and private donors. And it's, for me, I get to wake up every morning and come to work and work with a group of about 120 paid employees who get to change somebody's life every day.
That is an amazing thing. That is an amazing
thing.
And of course,
walk
GTE.
Around here
and you won't see any long faces, right?
No.
Well, GT Financial was so happy. We raised some money for you guys last month. And, of course, we love helping out our community. That's one of the great things about being we're also a nonprofit credit union. And so we love taking some of the things that we're able to do and taking some of our successes and sharing it with our friends and our community partners. And we have about 400 employees, and we're always looking for great volunteer opportunities. If somebody does want to help out at Southeastern Guide Dogs, what are some of the things that they can do? Some folks, I know a lot about this. My wife used to work at Guide Dogs in San Antonio, and I know there's a lot of different things that people can do. What are some of the volunteer opportunities for Southeastern Guide Dogs, folks that might be interested?
Well, here on campus, we have opportunities to work in our puppy kennel, in our training kennel, in our assessment kennel to help you just maintain the dogs, give them care and enrichment during the day if they're not out training. We also have administrative tasks that people can help with. But the biggest thing, one of the biggest volunteer opportunities is to take that puppy home at 10 weeks old and nurture it and give it the good foundation. We have puppy raiser groups all over the southeastern United States. We have a few groups in Texas and Houston and Dallas area, but we really need volunteers to give these dogs a fighting chance from the beginning and to give them those basic needs to say you're gonna make a difference in somebody's life. You know, the opportunity to help us in a monetary sense, to donate funds. If you know anything about Southeastern, if you need to know anything, what you need to know is what we bring in donations, it goes to our mission.
Right.
You know, our students receive their dogs at absolutely no charge. They're here for 26 days. We have chefs that prepare their meals for them while they're here. We take them out on outings to help them learn how to use their dog. And all that is at absolutely no cost to them.
Wow, that is amazing. Hey, folks, I want to remind you, if you're listening, whether you are listening because you're familiar with Southeastern Guide Dogs or you're familiar with GTE Financial, head on over to the GTE Financial Facebook page, and you will see the Southeastern Guide Dogs Puppy Naming Challenge. And we've got Tucker and Lucy, Augin and Bowie, Milo and Loki, and Zeus and Compass, which is my personal favorite because that's the one that I suggested. And you can go over there and vote. We're doing it kind of like the March Madness, the brackets. It's a lot of fun. And plus, you can see some great pictures of the Southeastern Guide Dogs. A couple of other quick things for you, Susie. You mentioned about being a puppy raiser. I got to tell you, I didn't do that. But what I did do was took a puppy that was getting possibly prepared for the program. And I will tell you very honestly and very candidly, I had never owned a dog in my life, ever. Mm-hmm. And I was one of those people that would get a little irritated with people when they said, hey, having a puppy and a dog is just like having a child. I was like, come on, let's not lose our minds here. And when the 90 days was over and I had to watch that puppy go away, how do I put this? I came up to my studio, and I didn't cry for a few minutes, Susie. I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. Couldn't go to the park. Didn't want to see people walking their dogs. Didn't want to watch TV because there were so many dog commercials on, and a lot of times they feature a yellow lab. And that little puppy compass, all it did for 3 months was drive me crazy. I mean, totally drive me crazy. As a cat person, I've been a cat owner my whole life. And yet I can remember sitting out 2 years ago now in the early morning watching the sun come up and that little puppy just sitting next to me. And the bond that is created is so amazing that had I not experienced it, I probably would still be a skeptic. I'm not a skeptic anymore. I can't even imagine what that bond must be like for you and Carson, your guide dog. Tell us about that amazing bond, because that really is the mission of Southeastern Guide Dogs. You mentioned it. These dogs give people back their freedom and their flexibility and their livelihoods, and they're with you all the time. So tell us about that amazing bond.
It is, Jason, it is the hardest thing to have somebody understand that doesn't have a guide dog, what my life and what Carson's life is like together. I am with him more than I've ever been with a person in my entire life, including my husband. He's with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I know without hesitation that he would lay his life down for me.
Yep.
I know without hesitation that I would lay my life down for him. I would not do that for a human being.
Wow.
What I will tell you, I tell people, if you came up to me today, if anybody walked up to me today and said, we'll fix your eyes today, it's your one chance in your lifetime, we'll do that. The catch is you'll have to give us Carson back. Without hesitation, I would send them away and probably not be very nice about it.
That is an amazing thing to say. I was not. I thought you were going to say if somebody walked up and offered me $1 billion, I wouldn't take it. You're saying you would choose him over your site. That is
absolutely
a beautiful, folks. If you ever needed a reason to get out there and support these guide dogs, you just heard it. Hey, folks, with about 2.5 minutes left in this show, before we get on out of here, and I'm sorry, folks, I know we went a little long today, but this is fascinating to me. You also had a little bit of trivia about GTE. Tell us, your mom was pretty familiar with GTE, the old GTE credit union, wasn't she?
She absolutely was. When I was 7 months old, my mom went to work for GTE Telephone as an operator, and she worked there until she passed away, which was while I was 30 years old. So she was there almost 31 years, and the entire time she was a GTE credit union member. Wow. So it's a very small world how things work, but I feel like everything happens for a reason, and being brought to you, Jason, through my mom's connection is pretty amazing.
I will totally say that's absolutely true. Hey, folks, please check them out. Find them on Facebook / Southeastern Guide Dogs. The link to the Facebook page is right there embedded in the episode description. Her name is Susie Wilburn. Let me see if we can get you to email a picture of Carson to me. I want to put that up on the episode page as well. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning and joining us today. We wish you nothing but the absolute best for you, Carson, and all the guide dogs. Thank you very, very kindly for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason. It's been my pleasure.
Susie Wilburn, everybody. What a great interview. Hey, folks, I know we went almost a full 15 minutes, which we never do, but it didn't seem like it. What a great story. What a great narrative. What a great organization. You heard her talk about it, a mission. That's what it is. That's what we do each and every day. And one of the great things about being a successful credit union like GT Financial is we can support these wonderful, there's no other word for it, beautiful missions that people do in our community. And the way we do it is by doing what I always say. Let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever, and let's drive our competitors crazy. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.